Today from the Ohio Newsroom, foreign-owned farmland. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. People and companies from other countries bought more than 1 million acres of farmland in the U.S. from 2022 to 2023. This foreign ownership of farmland is increasing across the country and in Ohio, where around 2,000 acres were snagged up by foreign entities in that same time period. American Farm Bureau economist Danny Munch has been following this trend. Hello, Danny.
Thank you for having me on.
To start, help us put some of these numbers in perspective. What percentage of Ohio farmland is owned by other countries, and how do we compare to other states?
Yeah, so nationally, I'll talk about first. Nationally, about 3.6% of all privately held U.S. ag land is owned by foreign investors. That equates to about 45 million acres, a little over 45 million acres. In Ohio, it's much lower, an actually lower percentage than the average in the United States. It's 538,000 acres, which corresponds to 2.7% of Ohio's agricultural privately held land. So on average, Ohio is actually quite a ways lower than other states around the country.
Do we know why that is? Why we sit below average?
Millions and millions of acres of foreign-owned ag land is actually forest land and timberland, often owned by Canadians and the Dutch. You also have a lot of investments from European countries looking to provide proofs of offsets through renewable energy investments. And that is actually an area where they are heavily involved in Ohio. But in terms of open land in states like Texas, Oklahoma, is a little bit more available and cost-effective than it is in Ohio.
Which foreign countries own the most farmland in Ohio?
Yeah, so if we dive into those numbers, of the 538,000 acres owned by foreign investors, 144,000 of that, over a quarter, is from Denmark. The next largest is from Canada, Germany, Netherlands, and Portugal. They all own over 60% combined of Ohio foreign-owned ag land.
And Ohio has taken some steps to restrict foreign ag ownership. In 2023, Ohio passed a law that prohibits foreign adversaries like China from owning land. And there's efforts to add restrictions on the federal level as well. Why does it matter if U.S. farmland is purchased by foreign entities? How could that impact local communities?
Obviously, if you have foreign countries buying up ag land, they could be using that land for non-ag purposes, and you're taking productive agriculture out of land. Other countries could be buying up land and then, you know, spying on us. That's been a concern. But then you also have the concern of state or federal governments getting more involved in private property rights or a farmer's right to be able to buy and sell their property when and to who they want to. Do you really want the federal government getting more involved in the sale of land, which perhaps it might be on adversaries for now, but it could expand to other sort of freedoms of selling their own property?
Yeah, I could definitely see how there's tension between those two kind of interests. Do you think this is a trend that's going to continue in the future?
I do expect that the trend in terms of foreign involvement in U.S., I do expect that will increase just because, again, that pressure from other nations, especially European nations, for those offsets. I actually saw a decline in ownership by Chinese-associated investors between 2022 and 2023. It's about 11% drop in just a year in Chinese-owned ag land in the United States. And, you know, for visual, that total equates to about the average size county in Ohio. So, you know, in the big scheme of things, it's a small amount of land nationally, but obviously it's gotten a lot of media attention lately.
That's Danny Munch, an economist with the American Farm Bureau. Thank you, Danny, for your time.
Thank you for having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.